save for God. To you be salvation. Salvation unto our God. That's what you're saved unto, to God. You're saved for Him and for His purposes. Otherwise, what purpose does He have in saving us? We're just these carnal creatures. He owes us nothing. He does not need to make us. But look at the world. What did we expect? What do we have the right to expect out of life? We don't even have the right to expect life. But because we have so much goodness, we're spoiled. And we think that's all. We have this coming. This is owed to us that we should be happy and joyous in our lives. God is kind, and man looks at that kindness and says, of course, because I deserve it. It's disgusting. And the servants of God, I don't think we're like that, but it will be, if you're expecting it's just going to be like happy days from here on out, no, there's still more bitterness to come. There's still more work to be done after the seventh trumpet. The mystery of God will be finished, which He has declared to His servants the prophets, but there's still a 1,000-year kingdom of Christ that has to be administered. It's going to be a lot of work. That's what you're in for. It's not just, this free ride to heaven. It's not just going to be Christmas in heaven. You know? I mean, I think they hit it right on the head. That's the way people think. It's Christmas in heaven every day. You just eat as much as you want, sit around, get gifts. You know, just totally kick back.
They expect a heavenly mansion. They expect a heavenly buffet.
That's not right. God has prepared great things for us, but they involve service so that we might inherit. And we might feel, I want to feel comfortable in my inheritance. I don't want to feel like I don't belong here. I need a lot of work done on me. And I look to God to do that work. When I enter into His presence, how shall I appear before Him boldly, except He does a work in me? So anyways, that's chapter 10. Move on to chapter 11 next time.